Oh my God.
Not a good way to start a podcast, babe.
Oh my God.
Not a good way to start a podcast.
Why is it always like this when we just want to sit down and record a nice little simple podcast?
It's just because we don't have like a producer to like that is a professional and knows how to get things going smoothly. We're just amateurs.
I know we are, but you know, we came down here and I was all ready to go.
About 45 minutes ago.
We thought, let's run down and we'll do a podcast tonight before I have to go out on a ship again. We'll go have a little fun and then we'll go watch Hawaii 5-0. And 45 minutes later, after the computer goes into, you need to upgrade. You need to sign on with a new password. I don't even know where that came from.
Steve threw a mic on the ground.
I didn't throw a mic. It fell over. It hit right on the microphone.
Right on the tip.
Right on the tip. And you know how painful it is with the tip.
Do I?
No, but people listening might. So anyway, hi, we're Wrinkled Sheets.
Hey, I'm Janet.
I'm Steve, and I'm annoyed.
He is. I was like, are you getting cranky? I'm usually the one that gets cranky.
You usually are the one over there like, oh, are we going to do this or not? If you don't want to, I mean, we can do it later.
Well, usually it's on a school night that you're trying to make me, like, do things. And you keep pointing at me, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Move your mic up.
I don't want to throw the mic on the ground.
That's okay. Move it up like that. And then, no, move the whole thing. Yes, like that. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, because you're not in front of it, so it was going up and down over here. And people don't care. I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know.
Please stay with us, people. Please, please. We'll get this right and going any second, I promise.
What is happening?
Okay, so what's new, girl?
Not much, boy.
Girl, what's going on? You about kicked my ass at the gym today.
Oh, it was so much fun. I'm very lucky because my job brings in a personal trainer every Tuesday, and her name's Whitney, and she is awesome. She actually trains Broncos players.
Hi, I'm Whitney, and I train Bronco players.
No, that's not how she sounds. She's very smart and very nice. But I was having some pain at the gym where we were working out. And so I was like, Whitney, this is happening. What am I doing wrong? Do you think I have an injury or what's up? And she's like, oh, Janet. She's like, you're working out on a machine, right? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I don't like machines. She's like, machines they're able to be like adjusted, but they're not always able to be adjusted properly for Janet and for Steve. So she's like, I feel like there's other ways to work the same muscles without getting onto the equipment. You can, you know, use
but I
weights.
Like the equipment.
I know, baby. But so I'm like, okay, today I'm going to do my cardio, which I did on the Stairmaster because she doesn't like the elliptical. And then I'm going to go into, I did some rope pulls, which she said those are good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go into the stretching room where I can do some free weights. And you came in. And I'm like, hey, babe.
Get over here and be tortured by me.
You want to play?
Now do a bridge. And now do a, pretend you're taking a dump. And now
it's called a squat. Everybody laughing. Hey, you know, your knees are not supposed to go over your feet when you do a squat. And people that are listening that work out know what I'm talking about. And so they always say,
cop a squat.
Act like you're getting ready to sit in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You were so cute. You might hate me tomorrow if you're not feeling.
What else did you make me do?
The leg throws.
Oh, yeah. We down, push a leg back, push another leg back, bring it up. Now stand up. Push it out, bring it out.
No, the leg throws are where I threw your legs and you had to use your core to pull them back up.
What was the one where you made me like throw a leg back, throw a leg back, then stand up?
It's the Wussy Ranger.
Wussy Ranger?
Yes. That's how I do them. But it's called a burpee and like, most people that do burpees, like, jump down, push both legs back, push both legs up, and then jump up in the air. It's very, like, intense. And I've never been a big fan of intense workouts. I just want them to be effective.
Yeah. Well, are they effective?
Yes. So Whitney and I were talking. She's like, you don't have to, like, go sprinting. You don't have to do burpees. You know, as long as you're making sure your core is engaged, uh-huh. making sure that you're using your muscles. Like, I'm sore sitting here. I can't imagine what tomorrow is going to look like.
So are we doing the same workout that Britney Spears is doing?
God, well, I don't know.
Because you just posted pictures of Britney Spears. I didn't post. I'm like, oh my God. We didn't post it. We threw up on the TV.
Okay, so 80% is in the kitchen, 20% is in the gym.
Really?
And like you said, she has nutritionists. You know, remember back in the day, she was like drinking Frappuccinos all day long?
Fried chicken. And
being chunky, yeah. But still thinner than me. And now she has a nutritionist. She's not even her own guardian. Like, she looks amazing. And I think her boyfriend is a backup dancer / personal trainer, from what I heard.
Oh. What about Kevin Federline?
Oh, my gosh. He's taking her back to court for more money for child support. He's getting like $20,000 a month right now anyway. That's not enough to take care of two boys.
Those are Britney's boys, though. Don't you think they're worth more? If she's making...
Their macaroni and cheese needs flakes of gold.
Yeah. They might need lobster mac and cheese.
With lobster flown straight from the coast.
Right? Fresh.
That's ridiculous.
That's the difference between normal people and Britney Spears people.
Yeah. Well, I guess Britney and her father, Jamie, came at Federline with an offer. I don't know what it was. And he rejected it.
So is Britney still officially crazy? Is that what?
I think conservatorship is still to her dad.
How long? Do you know how long that's supposed to go? Because you're like a Britney fan. What was that?
It's the chair.
Sure.
No, I am. I am a Britney fan. And the conservatorship, I think, lasts indefinitely.
Like forever or until she gets married or even after that? Or
I don't know that she'll ever get married again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Kevin broke her heart.
No, I just feel like... she's not stable enough to be married. Mental illness is a real thing, yo.
Do you think she's really mentally ill, or she just have all this stress and I just snapped?
She wasn't able to have a normal life, and therefore she doesn't know how to process life like a normal human.
Because she's been famous all of her life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Do you?
No, not at all.
I need $20,000 a month just to be your wife. No, I'm just kidding. No, she is an amazing performer. She's in amazing shape right now, and I just love her.
She's one of the best lip syncers I've ever seen in my life.
She is. She does great work.
You went to see her in Vegas, and you could not tell she was lip syncing.
I'm pretty sure she was. The microphone was the size of a fist in front of her mouth, but she was dancing her heart out.
Because, see, that you can't dance and sing like that at the same time.
Not the kind of dancing she does.
Because J-Lo tries to pull that crap, too. You know, all the extra.
And she's also in Vegas.
Is she doing a new show there, too, or now?
Mm-hmm. I forget. Oh, I think it was Gwen Stefani posted J-Lo.
Is J-Lo still, I don't keep up with TV shows anymore. Is she still on one of those Voice or The Chair or
no.
Talent or?
No.
None of those shows anymore?
Nope. Mm-mm. But she, I don't watch them, but no, she's not. So on The Voice, I think you've got Kelly Clarkson, Blake, Adam, and then someone else. And then American Idol, you have Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry.
And they're saying... it's officially an embarrassment for ABC.
That's a bummer.
The ratings have been horrible. And then Katy Perry, you know, kissed that kid that didn't want to be kissed.
Oh, no.
You didn't read about that?
No. What happened?
Oh, they had a contestant that was 17 years old and said he'd never been kissed before. He was saving it for a girlfriend, and he's never had a girlfriend. And so Katy called him over like she was going to talk to him and... and,
on the lips?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, nope, thank you. Made him uncomfortable. And there was a whole hashtag Me Too thing, you know.
Oh, goodness.
And so she's already in trouble. Isn't she in trouble for like some nun thing, suing nuns or something too?
No, she was trying to buy a property that was once a nunnery. Where do nuns live?
Convent.
Yeah.
A nunnery.
And one of the nuns that was testifying in the case died in court.
Died in court?
Yeah.
That ain't good.
That's not Katy Perry's fault. But, you know, karma, man. Katy's never been nice to Taylor.
So?
Karma.
And now the other thing is that, who's the host? Ryan
Seacrest
has been accused of sexual harassment.
Grabbing the vagina? No, what'd he do?
Something like that.
Yeah. So,
you're supposed to keep up with this stuff.
I have a day job. You work an hour to 2 hours a night when you work.
When did having a day job turn you away from all the stuff that you cared about?
I'm pretty sure you made fun of me and said it was escapism when I used to focus on entertainment news.
Well, you focused on it. You, like, lived.
I would get Us Weekly every week. I'd get In Touch every week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now you've gone
from,
like,
you know what's going on.
Now you don't even care. I'll send you a link or an email, and you'll be like, no, I didn't see it. Oh, I saw it, but I didn't open it. But I didn't. What?
You know what I have been sucked into? And this is so old news. The Bachelor. Oh, my God.
I may actually
watch The Bachelorette. I've never watched The Bachelorette. But yes, Ari, who is a limp noodle on TV, all of a sudden, like, proposes to one girl, then decides 3-4 weeks later, oops, wrong girl, just kidding. I'm going to break up with you on live TV, uncut, 40 minutes. You watch this breakup.
40 minutes?
Uncut.
How was it? Was it good?
It was so awkward and long and,
That's not what I asked. Was it good? Did you enjoy it? Was it good TV?
No, it wasn't good TV. Like, they could have cut it. And then he turns around and proposes to the other girl. Oh. And she says yes. So now the girl he broke up with is going to be the Bachelorette.
Maybe that's why it was all planned out.
Yeah, that's what they say, that they decided to film the breakup so that the American public would
feel like, she needs to be the Bachelorette so she can find real love.
So you don't watch any of it, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. But Caitlin Bristow, who was on Chris Soule's season, ended up becoming the Bachelorette, and mm-hmm. she has a podcast called Off the Vine.
Uh-huh.
I am obsessed with
it?
That podcast. Yes.
What's it about?
They talk Bachelor. They talk real. She just had Trista Sutter on.
Trista.
She was the very first Bachelorette. Her and Ryan live in Vail.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Yes.
The firefighter.
Yes. So it's just, especially when, like, and I even listened to Ben Higgins and Ashley I's podcast, who Ben was Bachelor Ben from Denver
mm-hmm.
a few years ago. mm-hmm. You only know this because I talked your ear off about it at the time.
Yeah, because you went to meet him at some mall or something, didn't you?
No, I didn't go.
Didn't he come to the mall outlet?
He did,
you were gonna
but
go?
I didn't
oh,
go.
I thought you did. Oh, okay.
I was with you. No, I didn't go. He was in the pit at Jason Aldean. And I walked up and was like, hey, Bachelor Ben. And I walked up to him at the Grizzly Rose and got a picture with him.
Oh. I confused the one time you did. Sorry. The one time you were like, hey, Bachelor Ben.
He and Ashley I, and Ashley I was also, I think, on Chris Soule's season, have a podcast. And I tried listening. It was kind of like, meh. But then after this whole drama, I had to listen to their podcast.
Are their podcasts good?
Yeah, they talk about The Bachelor. And if you're following The Bachelor and you have no one else in your life watching The Bachelor that you're talking to on a regular basis,
it's
amazing.
It's your guru kind of thing.
It's my jam.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if you knew this or not. I read a thing just recently that podcasts, you know, they've always been kind of big.
Yes.
But they are making a giant resurgence, like podcasts are becoming more popular than they were even in the past.
Everyone I know listens to podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two. The thing was talking about how YouTube and podcast are becoming people's go-to entertainment things.
Yeah.
And that if people are doing YouTube versions of their podcast, that's even.
Why don't we have that? Where's our camera?
We probably will do that eventually. Because we do have our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So you could click live on our YouTube. Mm-hmm. But they're but saying the that that's become is, more and more.
Couldn't that become a little too interactive and then it's not just you and I?
True.
I do like the you and I aspect of our podcast.
But just sitting down here and doing it.
So if we did the live and said, we're not paying attention to you, mm-hmm. YouTube. You're going to watch us do our podcast.
Yeah, we're not going to look over and talk to you.
We're not going to respond to questions. Is that bad?
Yeah, would it be bad? Because, you know, people get like, give me a shout out. Have you ever seen that under sometimes?
No.
Oh, because I've seen it under live stuff that I watch.
We've
It'll
tried.
Say, like, give me a shout out. Give me a shout out.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick. Give me a shout out.
That's silly. That is silly. But you know, something that, again, I like podcasts like Off the Vine. I like Who Weekly. Very entertainment, news focused.
I like Who Weekly. That's the one we listen to when you take me to the airport sometimes. Yeah. That's pretty good.
But like my friends, when I talk to them about the podcast that they listen to, uh-huh. they're like intellectual podcasts.
Like what? Like NPR kind of stuff? Or
like world news or investigations or true crime. And I'm like, I just heard about Rita Ora and her new song on Who Weekly. I don't know why I have always like gravitated toward the entertainment. That is my escape. It's escapism. I don't want to escape to, I like books,
yeah.
but I like the fluffy books.
Well, if I like the news. If I'm going to get the news, I'm going to watch it on TV or listen to it on the radio. For me, podcast, I like the ones that are fun. Mm-hmm. I like what we do, where two people just sit down and they just talk. And
you sent me one.
There was a new one I just saw.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
They were talking about bugs.
Oh, it was a chick. It was like two girls.
Yeah, and I was like, they were talking about bugs, different bugs.
And you couldn't listen to it because it was about bugs, or you didn't want to learn about bugs?
No, I tried, and I was like, I'm not. This is not.
It didn't grab you or didn't Mm-mm. like?
No.
Now, what has to work for you? Does it have to be the topic?
Yes.
Do the voices have to work?
Oh, yes. They cannot be.
I can't listen to a podcast if two people are like this the entire
time. It's 9:54 on a Friday night. I'm sure I sound pretty sleepy, but I'm not because I don't have to get up in the morning. But I know that I sound a little bit more chill and relaxed than I would.
Yeah, but I'm talking about tonal quality.
I know.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I can't handle.
I've listened to two guys who talk like this.
I can't.
I was watching the ball game the other day, and I got myself a beer.
So these are the podcasts I've got queued up. I got Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Uh-huh.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem relatable 80% of the time uh-huh. to things that I care about.
They're very topic oriented.
And if, as long as they don't go political, I'm good. Because they're super left. Grape Therapy, Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Jake Owen has a weekly podcast.
What does he talk about?
It's called Good Company. So he sits down and talks with different people in his life that are good company. Like his dad's been on it. His grandfather's been on it. His twin brother's been on it. His manager's been on it. Like people in his life.
Oh, okay.
And then Grace Helbig, I love her, but sometimes.
I listen to hers, but sometimes her guest I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they don't grab me. But then other times I'll discover somebody because I'm listening and I don't know who they are. And then I go, oh, I kind of like this person. I should look up their stuff.
Right.
So I think that goes both ways with Grace.
And it looks like Christian Bush from Sugarland has a podcast. I just got recommended that, but I don't know.
Because that's what I was saying earlier about him blowing up, because everybody, I'm talking about everybody, is doing a podcast.
Yeah, but I listen, like, there was Jenna and Julian I used to listen to, but then they started.
What don't you like about them? Because I love her videos.
Their topics weren't grabbing me, and their podcasts are at least an hour long. At least.
Well, that's, we typically do close to an hour or an hour.
Right, but I, oh my God, is that Corinne?
Who?
Corinne, I have no idea. Corinne from Bachelor. She was the one with the platinum vagine.
No idea what you're talking about.
Her vagina.
What about it?
She said it was platinum. She's like platinum vagine.
If I don't watch the show, I don't know what you're talking about. Explain to people that don't watch the show.
She was the crazy one of this season.
This season?
No, last season.
Do you have to say those things?
No, people that are listening that know The Bachelor know who Crazy Corinne is.
I don't know.
You don't know The Bachelor, but people are listening that know The Bachelor.
Okay.
Anyway.
So she has a fabulous vagina.
No, she would say, she said one time that she had a platinum vagine. She said it like that.
Why would she think she has a platinum? Because she thinks it's that good?
She's a princess.
Okay.
She's a mother effing princess, if you ask her.
Is that the name of her podcast? The Platinum Vagine?
Vagine. So random.
Oh. I would call it the Platinum Vagine. Vagine.
Vagine.
That you would get more people.
Tajay.
I think if you called yourself the Platinum Vagina, you would get more people just to tune in.
Well, I can't seem to get anyone to join me on Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. Maybe that'll be my solo podcast.
Are you having trouble for your guests?
Yeah, I am. It's hard.
I think you need to reach out.
I have. What happened?
I thought you hit the dog.
No, the dog did a shake.
Who have you reached out to?
A lot of people.
Who?
Miranda and Gwen.
Uh-huh.
Gwen Sebastian, not the other one. A lot of people. Grace, Mamrie.
What did you say when you write them?
Two girls and a bottle of wine, keeping this truck going or something. I need some awesome girls to co-host with me, something like that. And I tagged him. Gwen liked it.
Yeah? Where'd you put it? On Twitter? No, you got to direct write them. That's what the celebrities that I've reached out to.
I don't have that.
Why?
I just don't have that time.
If you have time to put it on Twitter, you have time to go, hey, Miranda, especially since—
They have to follow you to direct them.
You get emails? They're on Facebook. Almost every celebrity is on Facebook.
But what if Miranda said yes?
Then you have her on your podcast.
I freaked the F out.
I don't know why you haven't talked to Miranda's bus driver, who both know, and said—
Someone taught me you gotta play it cool.
Right.
And
right,
I have seen you not play it cool and people stop talking to you.
Who?
There's no need to.
No, who?
You have like kind of fangirled on people and they kind of like pull away.
Who?
Who? I've seen it happen. I'm bad with names. You know I'm bad with names.
Well,
so I can't dig when it comes to Miranda, because if I do that, and I worry about us talking about Miranda too much on the podcast.
She sings like a screeching owl.
Shut up. Someone tweeted that, and Joe Bonzo like burned him, and I was like, this is like awesome.
I'm trying to figure out who.
I don't know, but you just got to play it cool. Like, you taught me that.
But I always play it cool.
I know, but if I were to coolly get her on my podcast, and then I geeked out, like, I would, like, blow up everything. So I would rather geek out over Brittany, but she'd probably be a stick in the mud.
But you don't know until you ask. Like, the other night, I haven't done this yet, and now I'll mention that as a podcast. A celebrity came to see my show the other night.
The Cruise Line?
No, in Little Rock.
Oh, a celebrity.
A celebrity.
Yeah.
Came to my show.
And maybe you haven't fangirl. I don't know. I don't want to mess it up.
Because I'll say Judd.
Most people don't know what the heck or who the heck you're talking about.
I bet they
will.
Judge Reinhold from, because you don't know the movies, Beverly Hills Cop, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, big movies. He came to see my show the other night. And
is he going to be on your podcast?
I haven't asked him. But
why?
Because.
Why?
I didn't fangirl, but I'm going to ask him. That's what, because I showed you today, he texted me a few times.
Right. Because
he wanted my number and said, you know, hey, I'm a fan now. I'm thinking, you know, I played it cool. I was nice. We hung out after the show. And now I'm thinking, maybe I should ask him to be on the podcast, you know?
Maybe I'm a fangirl, but you have, what was I going to say? You name drop a lot. Like you just name dropped.
But I name dropped because it's somebody I met, and that's what you do on a podcast.
Right.
This is what goes on in our life.
But I thought you had to play it cool.
Well, you play it cool with them. You don't like look at them in the eyes and go, God, I've got every album you
I did
own.
Really good when we were backstage with Miranda. Didn't I?
Huh? Yes.
And I was schnockered.
Yes.
And I did not embarrass anyone, including myself.
Because we left before you did. Because you said, am I? I go, yes, we should leave.
No, I was saying, am I drunk?
Yes, and I said, yes, we should leave.
Yeah.
Because I knew at that point it could fangirl.
No, there was no way. She had been in the bus for like 15 minutes. She wasn't coming out again.
You never know. So I'm just surprised you thought I fangirl, because that's one
not
of the things
fangirl.
That,
maybe I just, you name drop a lot.
But that doesn't affect anybody. I only do it to people who know, right. Typically guys or other
it's
celebrities who know what I'm talking about.
I'm familiar with. And people are rolling their eyes. I've been with you for 8 years, but
it's a world you're familiar with. It's like when I sat down, this is going to sound like name dropping, and it's not. But when I was hanging out with Judge after the show, he was talking about, oh, do you know this? Because we were in L.A. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I knew Sam Kinison. Me too. That's what, mm-hmm. And I told him about Sam. And he goes, did you used to hang out at the Comedy Store? Yeah, I used to. He'd go, I'd go see Gary Shandling. And I was like, yeah, I met Gary. It was that
what kind, TV
we had
show did Gary
kind of,
have in the 90s?
The Gary Shandling Show.
Did he have any other shows?
No, it was called The Gary Shandling Show. It was a big hit. I think it was HBO or Showtime.
Oh, I didn't have that channel. Huh.
Yeah. So that's, sorry, you confused me with that whole.
I'm sorry.
But I still think you should reach out to celebrities. I mean, seriously, not just tweet out. Because they're, you know, sometimes they don't even do their own tweets.
I know.
You just reach out. That'll help you get.
I don't know what I would talk to them about. My introvert comes out when we talk like this. It freaks me out.
Why? You talk about anything else. Like, remember when I was on the radio and I would do interviews? They liked when I did interviews just about, you know, what soup do you like?
I know. I know this. I know this. I do. I know. I don't know.
You know, you just avoid every kind of like.
And then part of me is like, well, maybe I just shut down two girls and a bottle of wine and I focus on wrinkled sheets.
Oh, God, no.
What's that supposed to mean?
No.
What's that
because
supposed
this,
to mean?
This is for us and this is fun and this is a relationship
right.
thing. But I think people, you get listeners for wrinkled sheets. I look at your numbers. You get listeners. It's just maybe you've had the same people over and over. It's maybe it's them, not your listeners, that are like going, oh, I don't know what else to talk about. I don't know. I've been on, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there are those guests that I haven't really pushed to come back on because we didn't have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the banter was not there. But then I have, like, Amber, couldn't think of her name, who I think we have great conversations. Well, Ashley, we do too, but she's a mom now and no podcasting.
Oh. That happens.
It does. That happened to Natty.
Why can't she just bring the kid over and y'all put it in a little plaything right here next to the studio?
Maybe one day. I don't know. Who knows?
If anybody is listening to this that wants to be a co-host on Wrinkled Sheets with, I mean, two girls and a bottle of wine with Janet, you should hit her up. Y'all might just Skype a weird little.
Yeah.
Chick conversation.
A chick conversation.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It might be fun to just randomly. Like, I accept podcasts that I bless you. Bless you.
Ah, I felt that one coming.
Like, I just did one. Remember, I did one the other day. Filmed it.
On a Saturday.
Yeah. Somebody, like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't know you. Let's talk. I'll reach a new audience. It's fun. Are you still sneezing?
I don't know. Maybe I'm allergic to cats. I'm kidding.
If anybody, it's me that's allergic to cats.
You are fine. Your
hair gets up in my nose.
That's
and
part of
turns
being a
to
cat.
Snot. Get
it's a
these
cat
hairy
owner.
Snot balls. Huh?
That's a cat owner.
You learned to live with that?
Do you want to get rid of them?
I've thought about it.
Yeah. 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 You want to get rid of Rain and Pooh Bear?
I've thought about it. They're quite. Cats are so much more. You have to do than with a dog, you know? Like the dog, you put down some food. With these, you got to scoop the litter box. Make sure that's vacuumed up. Make sure that they get this special kind of food. They like treats at noon. Make sure the water drips in the bathtub. Then you got to.
Okay, we do not time their treats. The water in the bathtub thing is weird. I don't know why he started doing that.
He used to only drink out of the toilet. Remember that? When we first got him,
people
drank
don't
out of the
toilet. Hear that.
But that's true. That's all he would do.
Maybe he hit a dirty toilet once and he was like, darn. Because you don't flush the toilet in the middle of the night.
So I thought maybe it was the light. I bought one of those lights
that freaked
him out. Maybe that's
what. But you thought it would help him.
I did. I thought I got a motion light where the toilet lights up in
but
red,
he's
blue,
a scaredy
green.
Cat, like literally. Like I go to open a plastic bag and he darts out of the room. I'm like, what? I turn on the hairdryer. He's gone. I'm like, when have I ever chased you with a hairdryer or a plastic bag?
Yeah, animals are like that. I always notice that dogs and vacuum cleaners don't go.
Butterfly has adjusted. She has no issue with the hair. She used to, the hairdryer or the vacuum cleaner.
Our other dog that passed, Moon Pie, sometimes he would run like his family had been killed by vacuum cleaners, you know.
Well, it's a weird noise if you can't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you accidentally get nip their tail or something. Did you do that once?
No.
What made no.
You?
Oh gosh, no.
I thought
by the time I
so
came along, by the time I came along, and Butterfly used to like bark at me every time I turned on the vacuum or even the food processor.
Oh, now the food processor used to make her freak
now out. Now she's just like, whatevs. You got chicken in that? You gonna share?
Mm-hmm. She's fat now, by the way. I don't know if anybody has.
She's not.
I don't
fat.
Know if anybody else has fat pets. That you just look at them and you think, oh,
but I
that's
feel
so
like,
sad. You're probably going to have like a stroke or something.
I think her hysterectomy probably did it.
Changed her metabolism.
Yeah, it took her. That happens to humans. After they have a hysterectomy or go through menopause, things happen. Where,
really?
Yeah, because estrogen does a lot. And then when you go through things, it kind of stops the estrogen production.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that's what's making her chubby?
Yeah.
So
since her hysterectomy.
So if I go to Walmart, I just look around and go, oh, look at these people. They've had hysterectomies.
Maybe.
Huh?
Or they're just allergic to gluten. I know that hits a nerve. You should see him convulsing over here. He's like, don't. Oh, goodness.
That's somebody asked me one time, what's it like on the cruise ship, sort of work the cruise ship? Mm-hmm. Is it fun? And, you know, I go, have you ever been to Walmart? And like, yeah, I go, now those people are in bikinis. That's
yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. Everybody should be okay with it, I think.
When you're on vacation, you're not going to see people again.
Yeah.
It's not like you're walking around at your neighborhood pool in a bikini.
Do you think people ever put on a swimsuit and think, yeah? Or at the same time when they should be going, no.
I don't feel like anyone in their right mind is comfortable in a bathing suit
ever?
After they're 22.
Really?
Yes. Are you comfortable in a bathing suit?
No. But
gotta do
I'm
more leg throws. Got to get those abs back.
I don't know.
They're hiding under the fluff.
Do you think anybody is comfortable?
I'm telling you, after your mid-20s. Well, there's those muscly people that probably are.
That just want to show it off. Yeah.
Yeah. The bodybuilders or bodybuilder wannabes. Uh-huh. I would take being a bodybuilder wannabe just to have some like bumps that are solid.
Is your Brittany, whatever her face, bodybuilder girl that comes to your office... Is she
lean?
One of those?
She's
that
not.
Looks like a.
So, like, when we were working out today, you were like, why do you only have 5 pound weights? I'm like, because it's not about the heavy, it's about the repetition. And that's what Whitney taught me. She doesn't want to build
Whitney.
A bunch of.
I said Brittany, sorry.
Yeah. She doesn't want to build a bunch of crazy muscles. She wants lean muscle. And that's what, if you do less weight, more repetitions, it creates definition without the bulk.
Oh, see, I want it the other way around.
Right, you're a dude.
Yeah, that's why.
So you need some steroids.
That's why I try to, every time I'm on the machine, I try to up it.
yeah,
up the weight, even if I can't do as many. Like tomorrow, you know, the next night. Okay, now it's I can only do 10 of those compared to the 20 at the other one, you know.
And that's because you're a dude.
I just want to tone up. I just want to tone up and feel comfortable in my swimsuit.
So I feel like if you've got some testosterone shots and some...
Really?
And some steroids.
Huh.
Well, you're not getting any younger.
Huh.
It's hard to build muscle as you age. Like, after the age of 30, doesn't your body, like, eat?
Fall apart. It just completely... No, it actually starts to smell. You ever been around old people that they start to smell? No. Your body just starts to eat away at itself.
I heard after 30, your body, like, an inch of muscle turns into a pound of fat.
Really?
Every year. Yeah. I've read that somewhere. I don't know how legit it is. But yeah, your body, it's harder to build muscle. That's why you need some, like...
Well,
ow. Did you hear that elbow pop?
I did. They probably heard it too. Well, I was doing the testosterone cream.
You hated it though.
And I hated it. And even my doctor said, if it was my brother, if you were my brother, I wouldn't want you to do it.
Oh, so it's bad?
Yeah.
So that and steroids are both bad. So you probably should do nothing I said.
Yeah.
That's why your eyes went, really?
I was like, really? Because, I mean...
Maybe some creatine?
Because they say some
what
of
about
it,
creatine?
I don't know. I'm so confused by all this. Because the things
you go to GNC and you're like, I want to lose weight and build muscle. That's what you should
and
do.
And you're like, how much of that is for real and how much is it just...
Fluff.
You know, I read these articles and like, this is great. I swear
don't,
by
do
it. I read
any,
it.
Do you have any muscular friends?
Not really. No, I've
none
got...
None of your
I've,
friends are like...
Bodybuilders? Body, no.
Not bodybuilders, but like... Workout
no.
junkies?
No. I know people that are more some athletic, you know, that go to the gym to be healthy.
I bet.
But I don't know anybody
you
that's
have
like,
people that follow you.
I do a cup of this a day and I eat a...
Well, we met a pretty lean couple in the gym today.
Yeah?
Maybe you could be friends with that dude and he could teach you how he became muscular.
I think he's
lean.
Like 20.
Oh.
I think he was...
I'm really
it
bad at
falls
that
into
game.
Your...
Oh, you're right. I'm getting off the Stairmaster, and he's like, hey, and I'm like, crap, what'd I do? I wiped down the thing. I turned it off. What'd I do wrong? And he's still on his Stairmaster, and he, like, tips his phone toward me, and it's your Facebook. And I was like, oh, and he's like, and I was like, yeah.
He was like, what?
He was, like, pointing to it, pointing to me, and kind of, like, a big question mark on his face.
Like, is this you? Is this?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, and I kind of pointed up to where you were. And then he happened to walk by us to come get his significant other. They invited us to go out tonight, but we have things to do.
We had things to do like this. But it was nice what he was like, I follow you on Facebook. I love it.
You give me some like
you motivate
encouragement.
And I love, you know, love
free
that you
speech,
post
man.
And write
free
speech. And I love that you stick up for what you believe in. And like, oh, cool. Well, that's
yeah, it's good. It is very good. You bought me a new present.
Wow, that was a transition. Wow.
No, I was talking about free speech, you know, freedom.
And guns.
America, y'all. Yeah, you bought me a new gun.
You got a new gun.
I have a 9mm Glock.
A Glock? A Glock what?
9mm? G46?
No.
I don't know.
G43.
Dang it, I got two out of the three. I was totally guessing. Yeah, I'm very excited. We're going to go to the shooting range tomorrow.
We're going to shooting tomorrow. Uh-huh. Yeah, I went into Cabela's to get you. Well, I won't say you. Went to get a gun. And
why don't you want to say me?
Well, it's for the house. I bought it for the house.
Oh, so if you kick me out of the house, the gun stays?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And no, it's not. But I was just going to get the one gun, and while I was standing there, I saw another one that I really liked, and I went, I think I'll take that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the guy was, sure, if that's what you want. I was like, yes, sir, write me up for. So I got you one and me one.
Yeah. And I'm super excited, but I'm a little concerned because I thought you got it for me, but you just told me you got it for the house.
Huh.
Why?
Huh.
Why'd you say it like that?
For legal reasons.
Oh, turn me up.
You're the same place you were before.
Oh, well, it sounds, maybe I,
You blew your ears out when you blew your nose. For you guys, if you probably heard something, she's like making a turn it down, turn it down. So I turn it down into here.
Well, in radio, even though I was not on it as long as you, there was a mute button. You could like hit the mute button and cough and the cough button.
Cough button.
Yeah.
It actually said cough button, even though it was a mute button.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people just turn and cough when they're on the radio, maybe?
Maybe.
Back.
Yeah. So I'm excited to go shoot my new gun.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to
Pine. We don't need to tell people where we go.
Pine, Colorado.
Then it'll become busy.
It's busy anyway. It's a free, that's what I like about it. It's a free gun range in a national park. And it's right by it, close to a place called Zoka's Restaurant, which has the best burger. Oh, my God. It's a good burger. The Zoka burger.
It's good.
You don't love it?
It's not amazing. Sorry, Zoka.
You know, it's weird that you said that because my accountant, Jay Fox.
Yeah.
Who is a burger man. He loves burgers. He writes about them for a local paper. He keeps a list, sends out that burger. And I said, this is one of the best burgers ever. And we went and had lunch there a while back. And he gave me the same thing that you did. I was like, isn't this amazing? He goes, yeah, it's good. Isn't this the best burger you've... And he goes, no, it's good. Like, when you love something, you want somebody else to love it too.
Yeah, but... maybe what makes you happy and your palate satisfied doesn't make everyone else. You know, my perfect burger doesn't have a bun. It's just a nice...
That's not a burger. No, it's not.
A burger patty. The burger is the meat.
No, it's a hamburger is a burger. When you get
burger is the meat.
That's okay. All right, go ahead.
Don't argue with me. And it has bacon mixed in with the beef. And then
mixed in with the beef or on top of the beef?
Mixed in.
Okay.
And then on top of it, you have blue cheese crumbles just out the ying, just all over.
All right. That still sounds good.
I went to a restaurant that's more of a bar in the Southlands area for lunch. And it was a place where my coworkers had chosen. And I was like, that's an interesting idea for lunch because I'm thinking that's a bar, but it's a newer bar. And so I was like, okay. And I ordered my blue cheese burger, no bun, and comes out. And there's like five crumbles of blue cheese. And I'm like, this isn't a blue cheese burger. There isn't. So I was like, can I get more blue cheese? They bring out liquid blue cheese. I was like.
What's wrong with liquid blue cheese? You've already got the crumbles, so why not just...
The crumbles. It has to be crumbles. That's my perfect burger. I just described it. There's bacon in the beef with blue cheese on it.
Mm. Well, it does sound good. I like blue cheese. It does smell like feet, but I still like the way it tastes.
Or gongadzola, gagaduza. What's the
Gargonzola?
Other? Gargonzola. There you go. I love that cheese, too. The stinkier the cheese, like the better.
Is
that stinky?
It's a little... Not too bad, though. It's just different.
I don't think I like that cheese.
Harvati? I can't remember the name of it. Like right off the bat. Yeah, whatever.
Cheese.
It happens. It's in my sandwich that I like. It's Safeway.
Yes. Do they even have that sandwich anymore?
I don't know if they do or not. I was at Safeway today killing time because I got the dog groomed. And so I'm killing time.
She looks so adorable.
Oh, thank you. And I looked over and I didn't see the panini section that they had before.
Oh.
Remember, that's where I like to get and do the panini.
Mm-hmm.
And are paninis not as...
carbs are not as...
They're not as popular as they used to be. Maybe that's it. Maybe they weren't selling as many of the sandwiches as they used to.
Right.
What happened? Carbs are still good. See, this is what I don't understand. All right. You know the...
Soapbox.
the one thing that has kept, like, from the caveman days, they figured out how to crush... seeds and make bread.
Right.
From caveman days. This is what, and they've kept some countries alive because they were just able to make grains into loaves of things. And now all of
Jesus
a sudden.
Jesus fed them with the fish
with
and the loaves.
Loaves. And now all of a sudden, I can't have bread. I can't
Well,
have
it's the GMOs, it's the gluten that was not as present in that bread. I don't think it was present in that bread. It's a chemical thing. Gluten is a chemical thing.
Well, why do people say I can't have bread then? Are they confusing?
Because carbs make you larger than a skeleton.
That's everybody's not goal. Not to be bigger than a skeleton.
Kate Moss, man. Skinny is much better than anything tastes. Or nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Yeah. So, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're like, oh, Kate Moss, what is she, like 80? I'm like, oh, my God.
What?
She can't be that old.
No, she's probably in her late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah. Oh, it was Kicking and Screaming.
Really? Jenna and her husband?
They were having some conversation. He was like, yeah, what if I brought in a second wife, like Jennifer Lawrence? And Mrs. Elfman was like, really? Like, was kind of like, why'd you pick her? Well, she's relevant and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was thinking Kate Moss, but she's like, what, 60? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think she might be your age.
Mm.
That's going to get some hate.
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, her last movie just tanked.
Red Sparrow?
Tanked.
Did it?
Yeah, her last two movies now have tanked. Mother, and Red Sparrow. And I was listening to talk radio the other day, and they were saying that it's her. It hasn't been the movies as much as people went, nope, we're not buying your tickets because you were so anti-American. You know, she was so anti-Trump, so vocal about it, and, you know, the same kind of attitude, like deplorable suck. People went, not going to your movies.
Oh, you know, it was funny. You saw the Roseanne interview with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, well, she kind of told him to shut up.
She's like, you know, do we really want Mr. Pence? Shut your mouth. And which is so true. Mike Pence, no. And maybe that's why Trump chose him. Like, people that may not like Trump, you definitely don't want. Because Mike Pence is super religious, like super right wing.
Yeah. I liked what she said to Kimmel about, she goes, no, I'm still left. You guys just went way too far. Y'all went out crazy. Mm-hmm. She goes, I'm where I've always been. And you guys went out there where nobody cares. You know, nobody wants to be with you anymore.
And we're not sponsored, but Roseanne's coming back in 4 days, March 27th on ABC. Definitely not sponsored, but
I still
you need that laugh in your life.
I think it's going to be a good show.
I'm so excited.
I think with her attitude of being a Trump supporter on the show.
Yeah, because the Connors are Trump supporters.
Yeah, and they're going to, what I have heard is they're going to be a little of both. Like, people in the family are going to be like, no.
Which is very relatable in real life.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be good.
It is. I think so. I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
The one thing that bugs me.
Uh-oh.
Is one of the head writers on the show is Whitney Cummings.
What? She wrote Two Broke Girls?
Yeah. And she wrote her own show, which tanked. She had her own show, Whitney, that tanked.
She was on CBS.
And she created the Two Broke Girls. Mm-hmm,
which I miss. I miss that show.
What? One more dick joke? Another? My vagina's so big.
I loved her. The Korean man could hide in here. I love the brunette on that show. Whatever.
You know that's what it was. Toward the end, it was just a basic, another, you know.
And then the boobalicious girl, every time she walked in, the crowd went wild. I'm like, how much does she, like, is that, that's got to be her contract, right?
That the audience just screams when she comes onto the set.
That was a little annoying.
And the cook that always was... Yes, I would just want to have sex with you. I just want to get you
and
in the...
And he was gross.
Yes, I just want to...
He was gross. We were watching an Elvis movie last night.
I watched it all the way to the end. Clam Bake. And it has to be one of the worst Elvis movies.
But when was the last time you watched an Elvis movie? It was like...
Forever?
It was the worst of the best.
Yeah, because I'm an Elvis fan. Oh. And you are too. But I'm an Elvis fan. And I sort of forgotten about Clam Bake. It was one of those movies that was, if it wasn't shot on a soundstage, it was stock footage. So it was so poorly
But for
done.
The time, it was fine.
Yeah. I guess back then you might have been okay with
1967?
It.
1967? Was that what
67,
we... 67. Yeah. But he was so perfect. There are people that pay to look like that now.
To have that chiseled...
The nose, the
high
cheekbones,
the Roman lips. Nose. He was like a statue.
If I could kiss one person dead or alive,
you'd kiss
it would
him
be
dead.
Elvis. No, he would be alive. But you know what they
yes.
say. If you could kiss one person dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, I Please can't tell don't you. It'll me. Start a fight.
No, tell
no,
me.
Never mind. It'll just start it.
It'd no, be- I brought it up. You can't never mind it.
Elvis.
Stop it. No, legit. Whom?
I don't know. I hadn't really, I'd have to think about it.
You don't like picture lips and go, I'd like to see what those are like.
No.
Oh.
You
well,
do?
Just last night, looking at his lips, I'm like, I wonder what he was
I
like
would
to
like
kiss.
To make out with Elvis.
No, just kiss. I heard he was kind of a douche canoe.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of egocentric.
Like all of his life or just toward the end?
Near the end.
Because you read the Priscilla's
I read
book.
Priscilla's book three times.
And what'd she say?
That he was very controlling, made her dye her hair, was very, like, after she had the baby, wouldn't have sex with her because
she was a mom
she was
now.
Damaged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he was having sex with everybody else.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like all of his co-stars, like...
She didn't name names.
Shelley Fabre and Anne Margaret and...
But anyway, I love you, and I love kissing you.
But you'd rather kiss Elvis.
No, I would want to just once, just to see what it's like. That's what, who would you want to?
I don't know.
Oh, my Lanta.
Nobody sticks out of my brain since you. I mean.
You're sweet, but you don't even kiss me that much. You're not a big kisser.
I do too.
No.
Pecks don't count.
No, it's like a Woody the Woodpecker. Boop. Boop.
Oh,
boop.
Oh,
boop.
You're going to get us mail now. People are going to chastise. He's a Woody Woodpecker kisser.
But it's just because we're life and we're doing that. Like, we're busy in the kitchen, so you'll peck me. That sounds dirty.
Get over here and peck me. Peck me.
It's not like I'm getting passionate kisses while I'm making eggs. Mm. That doesn't happen.
Huh. I guess mine would be Grace Helbig.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
No, I just wanted to see how you'd react to that.
Oh. I'm like, she's younger than me.
Is that, we didn't, Elvis is older than me. So.
It's easier to go up.
Oh, it is?
Than
oh.
down.
Well, it's not like I'm going, well, she's 16. Well, she's got to be 30.
I think she's 32, 33.
Oh, she's almost aged out for her demographic.
Oh, my gosh, no. Her and Mamrie were presenting something this week to executives somewhere. I don't know. I have a vlog to watch.
Oh, you got
to
check that.
Yeah.
Well, did you have fun?
Are we wrapping?
We are wrapping.
Why?
Because we're toward the end here. We got to wrap it
was
up.
Was that Elvis kissing thing?
No, that
TMI.
Was good. No, that was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Because that's
I
been
think
a thing since I was like 16.
That's been exposed a lot about you. People know now that you would like to make out with Elvis, but you don't want to interview celebrities. Let's talk about what you – I just want to make out with celebrities. I don't want to talk to them. That's what I've learned this podcast.
Just send me to a masquerade ball.
I don't want to talk to you. I just want to make out. And then I'm going to tell everybody.
No. Then you would tell
everybody. Oh, then I'm going to name drop. You know who my girlfriend made out with?
I'm not your girlfriend.
Oh, you know who my wife made out with?
Did you have fun?
I did. It was
nice to
get
back here. I didn't say anything
that
was inappropriate, did
I? No.
Okay.
No.
I love podcasts.
Except that I kiss like a woodpecker.
I didn't mean that you kiss badly. It's just we're busy. We're going. And it's not like we're getting passionate kisses over pancakes.
It's just like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's normal for people. After you've been together 7 years, you don't make out every time you kiss.
Yeah.
Is that... I didn't mean... You're not a bad kisser.
Yeah, because you don't want to be... Give me a kiss goodnight. Ugh, get your tongue out of my mouth. I'm trying to fall asleep.
I've never said that.
No, I'm saying that's what you don't want.
Right.
That's why you said, good night. You know,
yeah. Kind of, yeah. Yes. Crap. Thank you for clarifying. People listening, he's a fabulous kisser. I wouldn't have married him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I don't try not to distract you with my powerful kisses too often.
Don't burn those eggs. I'll peck you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid if I laid one on you, you would just be like, oh my God, let the eggs burn. Burn, mother, burn.
I love you.
Okay. Tell everybody how to find us.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Tell everybody how to find us. America, y'all.
You're reading my hat. Headband.
America, y'all.
Wrinkled Cheats. We are Wrinkled Cheats Podcast on Facebook. Wrinkled Cheats, the number one on Twitter. Wrinkled Cheats on YouTube. Wrinkled Cheats, the number one at gmail.com. Don't forget that password again. That's what created all the frustration.
All the frustration
at
tonight.
The beginning of this podcast.
Yes.
And just share us with your friends. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Like if we did like a Twitter whole question and answer or question
thing.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I've thought about that because a lot of people do those questions. They get their questions.
But like, I have a fear. What if we don't get questions?
I know.
Then our egos go.
All right. So what was I going to say? Oh, follow us. Definitely follow us on the Instagram and on the Instagram. Did I really just say that?
I do that. And you're doing it.
On Instagram.
On the Facebook, on the Twitter, yeah. On the Insta, on the Snap.
Yeah, because we have fun on here, but we definitely, and I have upped my Instagram game.
He really has.
I really have.
He went to Target the other night, and his Target selfie Insta game was on fire.
Yes. And you know why? You know what it is? I realized... I mean, I've always had the Instagram, and I post pictures and things now and then.
Memes.
But when I got Facebook,
political stuff.
When I went to Facebook jail, and I was blocked completely from Facebook for a week, I realized I still have Instagram, and I still have Twitter.
And Snapchat.
Yeah, and I got into that more, and I realized, and I was posting pictures, and I was realizing more people were liking my Instagram stuff. So I was like, oh. Maybe I should post
Instagram
more.
Instagram is, I think, more popular.
These days. I agree. I think it is. You know, with all the stuff that's being Facebook problems right now, they're saying
there's
that—
There's lots of Facebook drama.
Lots of Facebook drama. And one of the big hedge funds, people that invest in companies, said younger people are not going on Facebook anymore.
Right.
And they said it could go the way of YouTube, I mean, MySpace.
Bye.
Very soon. So that's why I'm saying follow us on Twitter.
My dad just found it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right. Till next time.
Bye.